Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Kiara. May I have your zip code to better assist you today?
07304.
Okay, just one second. May I have that first and last name?
My name is Jennifer Reed.
And just for security purposes, can I get you to verify that shipping address?
Okay, I'm giving you all this information in reference to what? I do not understand because I'm looking at my bank account and it have a withdrawal or whatever from my bank account for $99.94. I'm not calling for anything else for you to know all of that.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to verify
this 99. You need to tell her. You need to tell her you never ordered it.
Exactly.
She's
that's what I'm on. I'm not giving
her,
any.
She's on
I'm
the phone,
phone
with
my bank.
Financial institution, and she never did a trial. And she's never ordered this. So we need to verify if it's
yes, I'm trying
fraudulent.
To find out what's going on with it.
Because she says she never did a trial. Because a lot of these are trial things. And then you actually start the order process and so forth if someone doesn't get back to you. So we want to know what it is. There was a trial that was billed on, what did I say it was? What was the date, ma'am? Remember?
It came on my card at June 18th.
No, that's
and
not,
it was
I'm
another one.
There was a trial for $4.97
you said back in
and,
May.
Yeah, she never did any trial with this company. So how do we find out if it's a fraudulent or someone has her card and the order is going somewhere else, ma'am? What information do you need so we can pull this up?
Yes, ma'am. So the information that I was asking her for was just to verify if it was her or not. That's why I asked to verify her shipping address because it may be not her shipping address.
I don't want to give my shipping address because I don't even know what it is to be given my shipping address.
Okay, so
okay,
I can provide you the shipping address that I have on file.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's
what
fine.
Is it?
Okay, so it's 60 Union Street, Jersey City, New Jersey.
Yes, that's mine, but I'm saying, what is this 99.94? I don't know what that is.
Yes, ma'am. So it looks like a trial was created with us on May 31st, 2020 for $4.97 for our keto control, which is a diet supplement. It does help increases the metabolism, reduces the appetite.
Okay, but that's what I know for that. That's that life-changing. But that was $4.95, so why is it $99.94 taken out of my account? I didn't agree to none of that.
Yeah, see. Go ahead.
Okay, so the reason why you're...
I didn't agree to none of that. The $4.95, I did agree to, and I didn't even get the product yet anyway. So, like, so y'all took out of that, and I didn't get the product. So why y'all taking out the $99.94? When did I agree to that?
You never received the product, ma'am.
I didn't receive anything. And okay. Whatever this $99.94, I didn't sign up for that neither. I didn't sign up for that.
Okay, no problem, ma'am.
Now,
so
if
you have
a record is saying that I did the $99.94, then I'll eat that. But if you don't have nothing that said I signed up for no $99.94, I never signed up for no $100 worth of no stuff. So y'all shouldn't have just went on and take anything out of nobody's account unless he's agreed to.
Okay, ma'am. So the reason why you're being built is because it did state in our terms and conditions when you first signed up for that trial with us back on May 31st that you will be in a 14-day trial period where you pay for shipping and handling at first and that you do have to give us a call back within your 14-day trial period to cancel. If not, you will be built that retail price of that product. And according to the USPS website, it looks like that package was delivered to that address on June 9th. At 5:26 p.m. What I can go ahead and do for
okay,
you today.
Okay, I can show you an email. You can take it because I can show you an email saying that it will be delivered on Friday. I didn't even receive it yet. It says Friday.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. 26. I do apologize. But what I can do for you today is a courtesy. I can offer you
so
a 50% refund back on
either.
The charge.
You can take that back too. You
well,
can
ma'am,
take all of that back. I don't even want it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can offer you a 50% refund back on both. Well, back on the charge.
Right now.
She's offering you a 50% refund.
I don't even want that. First of all, I'm not even working. And you're going to take $50 of my money?
Okay, no problem, ma'am. Just give me one second while I get this account. Okay, no problem, ma'am. Just give me one second while I get this account canceled out. I will also go ahead and issue out a full refund for the $99.94. That will go back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. Well, ma'am, we don't.
Can you send her an email that this program is canceled so she doesn't have to worry about being billed?
Yes, ma'am. I will go ahead and get an email sent out to her stating that we did go ahead and cancel out that account and that we did refund her. I just want to verify the email with you, ma'am. Can I get you to verify the email?
SoldierJen@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you for that. So I will go ahead and get an email sent to that email stating that you did call in and that we did refund you and that we did go ahead and get that account canceled. Is there anything?
The refund takes you back to the account.
The refund will take 3 to 5 business days.
Are you okay with that, ma'am? My member?
Yes. Yes.
So you did send her an email saying this was all canceled, having to do with the one program and then that other total changes also?
Yes. Yes.
It all has to do with the same thing? Okay. So, ma'am, any other questions for this company?
No.
Okay, I do want to say thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, hold on 1 second. You just need to disconnect.
Unbelievable.
Okay, you there? Yeah, so one does have something to do with the other. That's the thing. A lot